This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We can cancel the election in November of 2020. There's no sense to even have it. It's so obvious what's going to happen. I don't even know why we need to, you know, actually go through the expense and the time and the effort and all that stuff. I just, makes no sense to me. None. Cancel it. Okay? I'll tell you why in just a moment here. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hanna. This is What's On Your Mind. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is away from the microphone today. He's a little under the weather.
Yeah, been a little crud going.
He caught a bug on that bus trip down to the Twin Cities, I think, or on the way back or something. I don't know. Maybe he's just bummed out that the Eagles lost. I don't know, but Todd is off today. Kevin Flynn is here, and love to hear from you today on the program. The show is called What's On Your Mind. Number of topics we'll tackle on the program today, including leadership in North Dakota, including workforce in North Dakota, including grassroots activism in Minnesota called Magasota. I love that name, Magasota. Maga for Make America Great Again, Soda for Minnesota. We're going to talk to the founder of that group that is on fire with all kinds of activity going on in a very important state in the November 2020 election. Talk about last night's debate here in a moment. Find out for me, Kevin, if there is a place I can go to restore some of the brain cells I lost from watching it. I would appreciate that very much.
Oh, no. Only time will heal that.
Is that right?
I think, yeah.
Oh, time.
A lot of water.
I was hoping I could get it back sooner. But anyway.
Hydrate.
Yeah. Anyway, if you watched it, want to get your take on it last night as well. Here is the number you call. And by the way, those are topics that we've selected for a conversation today. You're more than welcome to select others. That's why we call the show What's On Your Mind. Remember that. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, the local number. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio to email us, or you can email me directly, scotth@flagfamily.com. Text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. It's National Bosses Day today. I know that because the fine staff we have here was kind enough to give us cards and breakfast pizza and decorate the offices. And so the whole management team here at Flag Family Media has been showered with accolades from the fine staff we have here. So thank you all very much. It's very nice of you. And remember your boss wherever you are. Remember your boss today. It's National Bosses Day.
I'm triggered by that word. Can it be National Team Leader Day?
Well, yeah, you have a home in the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Right.
We'll get your spot.
Alex Taylor brought that up earlier. I thought that was perfect.
Tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live from Williston, North Dakota. Looking forward to being at the Ports to Plains Alliance, their annual conference. That actually started yesterday and goes through tomorrow. And so we're going to be there for another day tomorrow of that and talking about, exploring the status of freight in the Ports to Plains region, permitting new technology, the connection between the transportation system and energy production, very important. You got, transportation reauthorization progress to update folks on, and many other things. So this is a wonderful event, and it's great to have it here because it moves around the corridor. But to have it back for the 22nd annual in Whittleston is great. We'll be there tomorrow with guests and lots of great information for that tomorrow on the program. Okay? All right. Looking forward to that. Why do I think that we can cancel the election, as I said at the top of the program? Moody's. You heard of Moody's? Moody's is a fairly renowned financial organization.
Oh, sure.
They will help states, for instance, and they've been used in North Dakota to predict, okay, here's how much revenue you're going to get in, here's how much you can spend, that kind of thing. They analyze the economy, okay?
Okay.
And so they have been forecasting the winner of the presidential election since 1980, Ronald Reagan. Every year but one in that presidential race since 1980, they've gotten right. Every year but one. And they say it's Trump's. And the reason it's Trump's, they're predicting again he's going to win, is because the state of the economy. And that's sort of duh, right? I mean, I'm glad they did it, and I'm glad it's out there, and it's another piece of information, but there are a lot of people that don't get themselves in the weeds when it comes to presidential elections. They vote their pocketbook. Bill Clinton famously said, it's the economy, stupid, right?
Yep.
So that's, for a lot of people, hey, do I have opportunities to grow in this job? Are my wages going up? Could I go to another job? Are there other jobs available? I mean, it's the economy. It's how things are faring. And I think President Trump has sacrificed a little bit of the economy to get better trade deals. He said, you know, the economy's in good enough shape, I can give a little back. And so that's brought some bumps, like in manufacturing and other places. But if he continues to win there, look out. Look out. So a little bit of good news there for you. A little bit of good news. Okay, in one moment, my question of the day. My question of the day for you. And then we'll get to the phones. But first, I told you something yesterday that is no longer true. And I hate when I do that. I need to clear that up in a heartbeat. Right, Kev? I can't let something stick.
No.
And I told you that our trip to Washington, D.C. was full. And I don't know if we have extra seats here or if we I have bad information, but we still have room for three couples. That would be six seats on the trip from Bismarck. Fargo is sold out, but there are seats out of Bismarck. So if you've been thinking about it, been putting it off, haven't really done anything, now, here's the deal. Part of this trip is a trip to the White House. And you get to see the White House in all its splendor at Christmas time. There's nothing like it. But the deadline is upon us for telling the White House we need a seat.
Oh, sure.
And they closed that window, even though this is in December. They closed that
early
in October. Yeah. So if you'd like to go, we'd love to have you. But we need to have you sign up rather quickly. This is December 10th through the 14th. Out of Bismarck, out of Fargo. And we're going to see everything from the National Mall, the Smithsonian Institute, to the, the whole city. Really go to the Arlington National Cemetery, the Arlington House, the Pentagon Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, Veterans, Veterans Memorial, World War II Memorial, one of my all-time favorites. We're getting a VIP tour of the U.S. Capitol. That's pretty cool. We also are going to the U.S. Holocaust Museum. We're going to hop on an Odyssey cruise ship that goes around the Potomac.
Is there sleeping involved in this trip at all?
And we get in every night. I'm just going to look here.
Awesome.
Since you asked, let's see here. 8 o'clock Wednesday night, 10:30 Thursday night, 10:30 Friday night. And then Saturday we come home. After, by the way, we go to the National Archives and the Trump International Hotel.
Not to mention the food you're going to be. You're going to Fogo de Chao, I heard.
We're going to Fogo de Chao. We're going to Medium Rare. We're going to Carmine's. Yeah, it's going to be a little fun.
And that's all included? Everything's
In fact, Senator Kramer, if his schedule allows, is going to join us at Medium Rare. His wife, Chris, told me about this restaurant. It's really cool. They serve steak. And serve it one way. And it's really kind of unique, but it sounds like a lot of fun. Also, we're going to the Holiday Pops concert, the National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. I'm looking forward to that. Museum of the Bible, Georgetown's in here, the White House tour. So we pack a lot in, but it's a lot of fun. You're doing it together. You see everything you need to see. Staying at the Homewood Suites by Hilton, which is a great place. Carmine's is another one of the restaurants we're going to. Have you ever eaten at Carmine's? My gosh, is that any good?
I've never been to D.C., bro.
Okay, so here, oh my gosh.
I got to get in on
you better
one
come along.
These years,
If you would like to take all this in, you call 952-898-3478. That's the number to call. 952-898-3478. Again, six seats left out of Bismarck, December 10th through the 14th. Just found out we have seats remaining, so I'm correcting something I said yesterday when I said we're sold out. So 952-898-3478, press extension 0.
But you are under the gun because you got to get the White House the count. And
exactly. The a little timeline there. Galen in Bismarck, what's on your mind, Galen?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Regarding the debate last night and whether we need an election or not, we definitely need an election. We need to hear candidates from both parties here at the state and local level as well take their piece so we know who we're voting for and what their ideals are. I would say without hearing them, I would say that they are, the Democrats here in North Dakota, are following along with what we're hearing on the presidential debate. In other words, taking away of people's First and Second Amendment rights. And also with the impeachment, for example, what they're doing is just plain unprecedented. And just a witch hunt from before the election even occurred when they were spying on the presidential candidate, Donald Trump. It's a good time to see where it's at. I can't believe I ever voted for a Democrat in my life, but I regrettably did.
Do you think, Galen, that the candidates we saw on the stage last night collectively represent 10% of North Dakotans, 15%, 20%? What do you think?
Probably 10 to 20%. But those Democrats need to consider what side of the fence they're on. What do they really want?
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Thanks, Galen. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your
Mind. Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to mineraltracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
My Pillow, guaranteed a great night's sleep. In fact, if you don't agree, sleep on 59 nights and say, not for me. Send it back. It's fine. 10-year warranty. It'll never go flat. It has that interlocking fill. That's the patent part of My Pillow, designed, invented, dreamed up by Mike Lindell, the CEO of My Pillow, who said, "Let's get back to your listeners, Scott." And right now, you can get great discounts on all My Pillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. The Radio Listener Special. Save up to 50% off on my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. Remember, once you click on the Radio Listener Specials, you look for the promo code, you type in Scott. That'd be me, S-C-O-T-T. That's what gets you the good deals. Like this, body pillow, $89.99 regularly. With promo code Scott, $29.99. Just saved you $60 right there. How about that? MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. 21 past the hour. Pull up Beto O'Rourke last night. On his gun control.
Yeah, let's do it.
Diatribe. And I want to know, here's the question I have. Sincere question. Does this viewpoint represent more than a super minority of North Dakotans? I don't know what the number is, but I have this vision in my head about 10%. That on that stage last night, everything they were doing from Medicare for All, translation, and private insurance, take it from you. Impeachment, upend an election. $93 trillion green, new Green Deal. You know, this socialist wing of the Democratic Party alive and well. What percentage do you think that represents of North Dakota? Barack Obama pretty much destroyed the Democratic Party in North Dakota. Bottom line, Byron Dorgan and Kent Conrad picked wrong. They thought they had, you know, the tingle that Chris Matthews had down their leg, and that this is going to be the guy. So they took him over Hillary. They thought that was going to be a good flavor for North Dakota politically. Not so much, because the numbers of the Democratic Party went down. They lost races. Look at Barack Obama as a candidate. How many Democrats were in office in North Dakota versus today? We don't have one at the congressional level. They're gone. They're wiped out. Thank you, Barack Obama. Okay, Barack Obama looks like Ronald Reagan compared to some of these Democrats on the stage there. I mean, I'm only half kidding. I mean, he is moderate.
No doubt.
Very moderate compared to what they are.
Imagine this guy is your president.
If someone does not turn in an AR-15 or an AK-47, one of these weapons of war, or brings it out in public and brandishes it in an attempt to intimidate, as we saw when we were at Kent State recently, then that weapon will be taken from them. If they persist, there will be other consequences from law enforcement. But the expectation is that Americans will follow the law. I believe in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you heard that, folks. Now, I ask you, on that one issue, how many North Dakotans are in that camp? How many North Dakotans want that? I'm going to start rooting for these guys, because the more they represent the Democratic Party, the less we have to deal with it in North Dakota. And I don't think there's enough nationally for this. I don't know what happened, but they got this Bernie AOC craze, and they've taken off. I just don't. Tell me if I'm wrong, but this seems like a party of, you know, the inner city. They've taken up the cause of the metropolitan areas, and while we have some of that, we don't have large cities, so we're talking about a small amount of people.
I've been saying that, too. All of these small districts, to me, AOC, Pelosi, all these representatives represent these small pockets of extreme liberal thinking, and yet they get all the camera time. They get all the chatter. Meanwhile, you know, a guy that might have something a little more centrist, like Colin Peterson, might have something to say, can't get a microphone or a camera or anywhere near him. You know, it's just unbelievable.
And I'd love, as I often say, to hear from anybody to tell me, hey, Scott, you're all wrong. I agree with what they said, and I think there's a big number, a growing number, that agree with what they said, and I think they're actually going to command a majority at some point in North Dakota. Please share that with me. I'd love to hear your perspective on that.
I love, too, the hypocrisy where they say, well, you're never going to be able to deport, you know, 12 million Americans, but you're going to be able to go out and somehow collect, you know, 150 million firearms from 100 million Americans. Good luck with that, Beto.
Texter says, and by the way, 800-228-0550, the number to answer, 701-258-0550, toll free, 800-228-0550. 800-480-0550. Texter says, whatever country those on stage were talking about, I don't want to live there. What a depressing bunch of fools. Did you catch the Ron Reagan atheist ad? OMG.
I didn't watch it, so no. Didn't catch it.
See if you can find that, Kev.
I will.
I assume it's Ron Reagan Jr. Atheist ad. Interesting. Only in North Dakota can you have a blizzard and 4 days later be chopping corn, says a texter. I watched 3 minutes of the debate last night.
You can do that in Minnesota, too.
I watched 3 minutes of the debate last night and saved my sanity by turning the channel. You almost sometimes have to protect your sanity there and your brain cells. I do hear you. I'm watching it for you on your behalf, but I didn't watch every inch of it either. And I'm glad to see you're in the field. That's good. That's progress right there.
You bet.
Somebody sent me yesterday a photo of an ear of corn, and they peeled back, you know, the corn, and at the bottom of the corn, it was like sprouting. Have you ever seen that? Where the actual corn was, like it was sprouting over the kernels.
Oh, no.
Which I assume is a too wet deal or something.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm like, oh, don't need any more of that. Tough deal. All right, John in Tioga, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey, let's talk about this gun control. You know, there's only one saying that ever summed it up. I'll give up my guns when they pry old dead fingers from around them. That's all I got to say.
Say that one more time. You cut out there for a sec, so I didn't get everything you said.
I'll give up.
He's saying, from my cold, dead hands. I'll give up my gun when you take it from my cold dead hands.
He's doing the Charlton Heston thing.
Yeah. Always wants to say.
I think you would represent the majority of North Dakotans on that issue. 100%.
I think you represent the majority of Americans on that issue.
I hope so.
I do. I think so. You know?
That's just a constitutional common sense issue, right? I mean, that is not, this is not.
Well, and did you hear what he said there? He said, if you brandish it and try to intimidate, well, what if I've got four gang members on my lawn that are coming up my house, and I don't want them to come into my house? If I show my semi-automatic rifle and let them know that I'm ready to use it, do you think that might be a deterrent, Beto?
Ugh. Texter says, only in North Dakota. I read that one, didn't I? Almost every Democrat in North Dakota, rather, thinks just like Beto. Make no mistake, they don't just want AR-15s, they want every firearm from every citizen. Almost every Democrat in North Dakota thinks just like Beto.
Wow.
I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. And if in fact you're true, then every Democrat in North Dakota is, again, that small percentage, for sure. Tell me what you think.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 Democrats who want to win the White House on a stage in Ohio for a debate last night. Here's a clash between Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg on gun control.
Listening to my fellow Americans, to those moms who demand action, to those students who march for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks, let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls.
Mayor Buttigieg?
The problem isn't the polls, the problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now on their way to Turkey, hoping to negotiate a break in the fighting between Turkish forces and Kurds in northern Syria. However, Turkey's vice president has just said there will be no ceasefire. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Song for the event last night. Something about the gladiators.
Oh, the March of the Gladiators?
The March of the Gladiators? Yeah. I don't know. Do you know such a thing? You know such a song?
I can check.
I don't know. I don't really consider them gladiators.
Yeah.
Right? Gladiators are kind of tough and kind of a big deal. What's on your mind is brought to you in part by Mineral Tracker. If you don't have this app yet, what are you waiting for? Number one, it's free. There's a free version of this app. There's also one that costs you just $99.95 a month. And the benefit you get back from that in the amount of information that in turn can make or save you money is pretty incredible. Know what your minerals are bringing in. Know what your minerals are worth. MineralTracker.com can help. Call them at 833-842-2924. Are you being paid correctly? Can you predict the future? Mineral management is complex. It really is. And these people know it. They know it well. Team of experts. Joel, Jeff, and the team at Mineral Tracker waiting for your call. 833-842-2924.
What Trump should use when he comes into his rally.
I get it. There you go. That's beautiful.
It's the clown Bacard thing, yeah. Okay. That doesn't sound like March of the Gladiator, but I didn't realize that this song was that title.
It's the Shriners in the Clown Car.
That's
I love it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Great.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. That was last night's debate in a song, right there. I was reading a little bit of the good book this morning. And the good book.
As you should.
Yeah. Was saying, be imitators of Christ. That was the passage. Be imitators of Christ. And I thought, how in the heck do I get on the radio today and talk about the Democratic debate last night and at the same time be imitators of Christ? Kind of a challenge, right? And I'd welcome help from any of the audience.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they say. Is that a good one?
That could be. Yeah. I also thought of abortion. I thought of abortion, by the way. Because last night on that stage, and this goes back to, again, my question related to, do these people represent 10% of North Dakotans? Right? So I want to warn the 10%. I want to call out the really bad actors here. And there are plenty of them. And certainly one area is on abortion. They keep moving left. They've all supported Dobbs. I think I'll forget maybe one that Tulsi Gabbard is a pro-lifer, thank goodness. She's a closest thing to common sense on that stage, and she's scrapping to stay there. But otherwise, they nearly all support taxpayer-funded late-term abortions. The 2020 Democrats that are in the Senate voted down a bill that banned infanticide. Who can't be for banning infanticide? Who can't say infanticide's a bad idea? I don't think it should happen. The same one required medical treatment for babies that survived an abortion. No, we're not for that. We can't be for that. No chance. Joe Biden caved in. He used to at least support the Hyde Amendment that said taxpayer-funded abortions can't happen. Nope. Pete Buttigieg last night justified abortion right up until the moment a baby draws their first breath. Folks, these positions are not only dangerous, they are 100% out of the mainstream of America. And, of course, we are a very pro-life state. We have been for a long time. By vast majorities, Americans nationwide oppose late-term abortions, denying medical care to newborns that survive abortions. And, of course, the Hyde Amendment's long been popular. They want to get rid of that. So I don't know. I hope I'm doing that right, but hold me accountable if I'm not, because I don't want to mess that up. You know what I'm saying? Tim's on the road. What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, I think you're a little naive, Scott, but thank you for taking my call about the gun control issue and the abortion issue, too, with these Democrats. And to make my point, I'll give you two examples. I was in a Dollar General store, and we got into a conversation with an older gentleman about, Walmart banning, ammunition for these ARs. And this gentleman said, oh, you don't need those anyway to hunt. These Democrats are all under the illusion that the Second Amendment is about hunting rights. And I proceeded to tell him, and he just walked away, that the Second Amendment was for protection against tyrant governments. And with the abortion issue, I know lots of people that are devout Catholics in my community here that strongly support all the Democrat candidates and vote Democrat. And then when you talk to them about it, they change the subject and walk away.
That's what we call Catholics in name only, because they're not.
You had a former governor of North Dakota that is in that boat, and your competitor on the other station there. I know you don't like to be called a competitor. He is. I realize less and less are talking about him, but he's in the same boat along with his sister.
Yeah, that's their issue, though. That isn't the issue that the church or anything else. I still think that does not represent a huge percentage of North Dakotans. I really don't. I think that's the people on that stage. You think that stage last night represents what percentage of North Dakota Democrats, would you say?
I would venture to think a lot more than you realize. That's the scary thing. The young people, we have to, and this goes to the schools. And that's another touchy subject with me. Do you know that in the schools, these young kids are also being taught about that property rights don't matter? My grandson, going to a Fargo school, when he went to school the first day, he had to put all his school supplies that his parents were told to bring to school. He had to share them with all the rest of the kids.
You lost me on the connection to property rights there, though. You're saying he owned the school supplies and yet had to share them with everybody?
Well, he purchased them, and they told him, you got to share them with all the rest of the kids. This is where it starts, Scott.
Yeah, interesting.
It starts there.
Usually we do, school supply drives, so there's kids that don't have school supplies for whatever reason. They get them from, United Way or, whatever.
They're discouraging. They're discouraging locks on lockers.
They had to lay all their supplies up on the table, and then they were told that they would share them with all the others.
wonder if that's...
Property rights in this country are being abused all the time, and they're now teaching the children that, you know, you have no property rights.
I wonder when Money Day happens at school. So everybody put their money up, and we're going to divide that up, and everybody will have the same amount of money when they leave, because we're going to put that in and spread that around a little bit. I would love to know more about that school, Tim, so we can, you know, follow up on that. But I appreciate the call. David in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Say, it encourages me to hear you talk about reading in the Bible. It's a place where I should be a whole lot more. I know that. And I really like to hear that. I always hear these things, and we talk about this problem and that problem, and I said, why aren't people talking about God? You know, this is His creation here. We're all a part of it. And to be Christ-like, we'll never make it. We can sure try. But it's just amazing. I wish more people would fire up and talk about their faith. I know St. Paul wrote in scripture that he wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And it's the power of God to salvation, and to the Jew, and then to us, to the Gentiles. So let her rip.
And I think, David, that, again, going back to this whole conversation about last night's debate has sort of morphed into, okay, how much of that represents us? And I think in doing what you and I are talking about doing, there is not considered some sort of foreign craziness amongst most North Dakotans. They, you know, revere the good book, too, and everybody has their own. I have to tell you, I spent a large share of my adult life, however, you know, the Bible I got every Sunday in church, right, with a first reading and a psalm and a second reading and a gospel, and that was sort of it for the week, right? And it worked pretty well, but I've tried to get better as I get older to just take some time, even if it's 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the afternoon, no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. Father Larry's a famous line. Father Larry Richard, who's a missionary that runs around the country doing a fabulous job and has written some really good books, Be a Man and others, one of the guys that I've taken some inspiration from. And it really does, it does help you. Usually exactly what you need for the day, you know?
You bet. Well, I think it's all true. I know we need to get it out more. I think it says someplace in Hebrews where I think that we're going to be, I think, even judged by God's word, that sharper than a two-edged sword that can cleave or, you know, part bone and marrow, and that's getting pretty close. So that's figurative, but I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the be an imitator of Christ is... and have make sure others know you love Christ, right? So when he was asked, okay, what's the you know, tell us the most important commandment. We got all these. We're trying to figure out what's the most important. You know, love your God above others, right? And love your neighbor like you know I love you. Those are his two top ones that he says. Now just fairly analyze your day and say, okay, am I doing that? You know, am I doing that, or do I love, you know, where I ate, where I went on vacation, what I bought, more than I love. You know, I mean, that's the stuff we need to ask ourselves. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm good at it or perfect at it or anything else. I'm just saying it's what strive to get better at every day. So I appreciate you saying that, David. Thank you for the call.
Well, Christ himself said that the greatest love that any man can have is to lay down his life for a friend. And in some small way, those guys that fall on grenades, those people that jump in and save people that are drowning, I think they understand. I really think they understand, and there's a reward for that kind of love.
That's for sure. I agree with you, David. Thank you for the call. Steve is on the road. You're first up when we come back on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk workforce next hour. We're going to talk Magasota, too, on the Trump phenom in Minnesota. It's real. We saw it. Target Center last week. More after this.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made, T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
You've heard about concrete's strength. But what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center New York City has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey Scott, it's Gordy in Fargo. Just wanted to weigh in on your conversation about these liberals and how they are pandering to the urban areas of the country. The issue is, once they get rid of the Electoral College, that's the only thing that'll matter, and that's their goal, is to get rid of the Electoral College, get it to be a popular vote, and then the only places in the country that will matter are, you know, these huge cities, Minneapolis, anywhere that's infected by illegal aliens, and anywhere that is the bastion of liberal mind speak will be the only place that matters in the country. And all of the rest of us can go take a flying leap and not get any representation whatsoever. And that's their goal.
Sure.
Just my thoughts.
Yeah, I think he's right.
Yeah. I mean, everything that comes up more than I like to hear.
That's their goal. And actually, you know, I've been on both sides of this issue because I do believe if every vote mattered, if every vote was counted, you would campaign in such a way that you could through North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, you know, the go look at a red map, a red-blue map, okay? And there's a huge amount of red. Now, the blue is in, obviously, those particular districts. But there's
huge population center.
There's enough red that you would campaign different, okay, is what I'm getting at. So worst-case scenario changed. I don't think it means, Democrats win everything, Republicans go away. However, there is an effort underway, and three-quarters of U.S. states have to say we're for an amendment, a constitutional amendment, to abolish the Electoral College. And it's not really abolishing the Electoral College. What they do is they go say you'll pledge your electors to whoever wins the popular vote in your state. And they get three-quarters of the states to do that. Once they get three-quarters of the states to agree to that, then you have to have a vote of the Congress. And again, we're changing the Constitution, so three-fourths of the U.S. Congress has to approve it. That's a tall order. That's a really tall order. So I don't think this is anything you need to worry about, but they are on the job. I forget how many states they've gotten to go along with this. And they've got, I'm trying to think, better than a dozen states maybe? I can't remember the number. I can look it up. You tell me about Pucklich, and then I'm going to go to Steve on the road here.
Actually, I'd like to tell you about Schwann's and our friends at Schwann's. If you need a truck right now or a great small sport utility, Schwann's Buick GMC. Save over $9,000 right now on the remaining in-stock Acadias that they've got. Lots of them left. They got to get rid of the 2019s, get the 2020s in there. They got closeouts on remaining 2019 Sierra 1500s as well. Got to hurry before they are all gone. Just go to SchwannBuickGMC.com or visit them 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, Schwann Buick GMC.
We are now mere days away from our broadcast from Schwann's, actually from the Elks Club, to celebrate veterans with Schwann's. And they do just such incredible work. Feeding those vets. We have a great time doing that, so looking forward to that coming up.
They got a ton of rebates and stuff coming back, and they're hiring, by the way. Schwann's is hiring, looking for people to join their sales team.
Steve, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the gun control rhetoric, and they always, run down that path, and all we have to do is pass new laws, and, on and on and on. And tragically, those mass shootings are an absolute nightmare, but they're kind of the result, a factor in them is the hype that they get. It's the copycats. There's just psychotic people out there that you're not going to prevent from doing evil things regardless of the law. So, for anyone that's lost someone in one of those tragedies, I can't even imagine that and how painful it would be. But the reality is on the ground, as far as the number of people that are, injured or killed in those, it's just not that big a number. Again, I'm not discounting anyone that has, but to completely change every regulation to prevent the actions of 10, 15, 20 crazies, at some point, does that make sense? And
no, it doesn't, but you know what? They're not trying to stop them. They're trying to gain political advantage from the situation. Never let a crisis go to waste.
I understand that. And then when you look at the actual statistics of where people get shot and the carnage that goes on day in and day out, which, of course, is not covered, unlike the mass shootings, is every liberal-controlled city in the United States that has the strictest gun controls of anywhere in the United States, they have the worst gun violence. And they just give those towns a pass and don't care. If you took the gun violence in those Democrat, liberal-controlled cities out of the statistics for violent crime in the United States, there isn't any violent crime in the United States. I mean, barely. That's an exaggeration. But it is such a gigantic percentage of all of the fatalities and shootings. It's crazy. But somehow, gun control doesn't work there, but it's going to work for everybody else.
No, great point, Steve. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
On.
And I think the more they talk the way they talk, the better chance Donald Trump wins.
We've talked about
that. He was the big winner last night.
Yeah, if you look at D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, I mean, these cities where it's just rampant, and he's absolutely right.
Texter says the Electoral College is the one thing that keeps the election fair. You know, it's interesting. The Electoral College was a compromise. Did you know that? Because some people wanted the popular vote, and some people wanted the Congress to vote, right, on who would be the senators. They wanted to let them decide. And so this was a compromise. It's a, you know, the founder said, okay, let's go this route. So, texture says that's every school. My kids go to a small town school and they are required to bring school supplies, which are then stockpiled with everyone else's, handed out as needed. Somebody else says that's not happening. I don't believe it. There you go.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field, discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota, and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Piper's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farm and construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Piper's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Piper's.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.